To begin our yin practice today, come to a comfortable seated position. If sitting on the floor is not comfortable for you, feel free to sit up on a block, a yoga bolster, or even sit in a chair. Once you're settled, lift through the crown of the head so that you're sitting up a little bit taller, and stack your shoulders over your hips. We want the seat to be very upright, but not rigid in any way. From here, close your eyes. And for the next few minutes, we'll practice the three principles of yin yoga, the way I like to describe them. And all you need to do to practice this is to sit still, relax as deeply as possible, and choose not to respond to anything that may come up. There may be physical sensations. The mind will have thoughts. You may even experience emotions. But no matter what you're experiencing, simply let it go. For this 1 hour, we can simply choose not to engage with any idea, any emotion, and almost any physical sensation. And we'll begin by resting here in this comfortable seated position for the next few minutes. Be still. Relax. And let go. And from here, start to open your eyes. And move your feet out away from you, bending the knees and taking the soles of the feet together, knees wide apart. We'll come into star pose here, sliding the heels away from the groin about a foot or a foot and a half. For support for the knees, you can use yoga blocks. You can roll up thick towels underneath your knees. Or you can slide your forearms under your shins, letting the legs rest into the arms. Just being conscious that your hands don't fall asleep. As you start to move your torso forward over the legs, we want to be very conscious that we're not feeling any strain deeply through the hamstrings. No whisper of tension for the knees. Taking this first moment to be very aware of the setup of your body, making sure this is something you can hold for the next few minutes. In yin yoga, we hold postures for longer periods of time, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, sometimes 10. And the reason we hold our position for so long is so that we can relax, ground, open some of those more deeper plastic tissues of the body. Yin tissues of our body are the bones, the joints, the blood. So when we take tension out of the muscles, when we're not producing heat in our muscles, which are more yang in nature, we allow ourselves time to let those deeper, more yin areas open, stretch, and ground. This is one reason why stillness in your posture is very important. If you're constantly moving, you're taking the attention out of the deeper yin tissues of the body, and you're activating muscles. So just continue to hold here, being as still as possible. And from here, very slowly, unwrap your arms. Start to sit all the way back up. And use your hands to help bring your knees back up, pointing to the ceiling. Move your hands behind your back and start to windshield wiper the legs, taking your knees from one side to the other side. Doing this very slowly. And the next time your knees move through center, sitting back up. On an exhale, take your legs out in front of you, both legs as straight as is available. This time we'll bend the right knee and bring the right heel into the groin to a spot that is comfortable, letting your right knee fall open towards the mat. If your hip is very tight, your knee may not touch the mat. So once again here, you could use a block. You could use a rolled up towel or a bolster to support your knee. We don't want to leave the limb hanging in the air. This will give the body the sense that your limb is actually falling. So instead, give your body the sense that everything is supported. And once you're in position, you can start to walk your hands very lightly forward alongside the left leg. If you have extra yoga props, you may be able to find a creative way of resting the forehead down on the arms or on a brick. And we'll stay here, being still, relaxed, and letting go. And from here, very slowly start to walk your hands back up. Using the arms to move your right leg out of position. And we'll bend both knees once again. Windshield wiper the legs from side to side. As you pass through center this time, take your legs straight out in front of you once again. This time we'll draw the left knee back, bringing the left foot into the groin and letting the left hip fall open. From here you can start to walk your arms forward, coming down once again into your forward fold. Your job here is not to reach the arms as far forward as possible. It really is to keep everything soft so the shoulders are falling away from the ears. Your back may even be slightly rounded. Don't worry about how far you can get into the posture. Simply find a place where you can remain still, as deeply relaxed as possible. And then let go into that. From this position, start to walk yourself all the way back up. Using the left arm to take your left knee out of position, bending both knees. And once again, let the knees fall from side to side, windshield wiper legs. As you come back through center, we'll swing the legs around very slowly and start to lower down onto the belly. Extending your legs out behind you. And prop yourself up onto your elbows, taking the elbows directly under the shoulders. Arms out in front of you. Moving into Sphinx pose. If you have any back tension or you feel any sort of pinching sensation, this posture simply may not be for you. So you're welcome to just bring the forehead down and then turn your head to one side instead. If you're up in Sphinx pose, once again, double check that your elbows are directly under your shoulders, palms flat, resting on the mat in front of you. You're creating a right angle with the arms. Let the sternum, the center of the chest, melt forward. Trying to take your chest through the window of the arms without much muscular tension or effort. Drop your chin very slightly, keeping the back of the neck long. And we'll stay in this position for just a short period of time. As slowly and gracefully as possible. Release your elbows. Walk your hands beside your low ribs and very lightly press yourself up and back, sitting back into a child's pose. If you have any tension in your knees, instead of child's pose, lie on your back and just hug your knees into the chest. If you're coming to child's pose, we're just sinking the hips back towards the heels. No tension in the knee. And you can rest your arms anywhere that feels appropriate. Ideally, your forehead is resting down on a solid surface like the arms, a block, or the floor. And as you rest here, there's nothing you need to do. Just be still. Relax deeply. And let go. And from this position, start to make your way back up and ease yourself down onto your back. As you lie on your back, we'll take the feet up in the air, stacking the heels directly over the hips. Bend both knees so that your knees are now stacking over your hips and your shins are parallel to the floor. If you know that you have tension in the legs or the low back, feel free to use a block and just modify this posture so that you're totally comfortable for the full duration. Let your legs fall over to the left. Once you've found a place you can rest here in your twist, then start to move your arms wide out to your side or in any more creative, comfortable position. It's important that you're not putting your body in a position where things are feeling pinched or squeezed or numb. This reclined twist should be very comfortable. So before you settle in, make sure you've found that proper positioning. And then just be still. Relax as deeply as possible. And let go. coming back through center. Just reset your spine, reset your legs, find that 90 degree angle without losing the depth and ease that you've created. And once your adjustments are complete, take both legs over to the opposite side. Move your arms into a place here that is completely comfortable. Need to create any tension. There's no need to check out. Just continue being still. Continue being relaxed. Let go as deeply as possible. And take a nice deep breath in, drawing the legs back to center. Hug both knees into the chest, and it may feel nice to gently move from side to side. Before we take Shavasana, we're going to come into one final posture. This posture is called Supta Baddha Konasana, or reclined butterfly. If you have a supported version of this pose using two blocks and a bolster, if you know how to do that, feel free to set yourself up for that version. If this is a newer posture for you, then I suggest just keeping your entire spine on the mat. We'll take the soles of the feet together, the knees wide apart, and if your knees don't touch the floor, once again, use your yoga bricks or rolled up towels. Don't leave your limbs hanging. When you arrive in that reasonable position for your legs and your knees, you can either rest your arms down onto your abdomen, or my favorite version is to clasp opposite forearm and let the arms move overhead. Whatever option you choose, make sure that you are not making any unnecessary effort. And then we'll just continue feeling the floor, feeling the heaviness of the body. And having no problem to solve. No effort that must be made. And finally, draw both knees up into the chest. Extend your legs out along your mat, coming to our most yin position of all, Shavasana. Shavasana is symbolic of the deepest possible letting go. So as you allow your legs to fall open and be heavy, move the shoulder blades down the back and turn your palms face up down beside your hips. Close your eyes. And for the next few moments, there really is nothing you need to do, nowhere you need to go, and no one you need to be.
Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya.
Slowly start to deepen your breath. Feeling your chest rise and fall. Start to move any way that feels comfortable. Eventually stretching your arms up overhead, taking a nice deep breath in and breathing out. Hug your knees into your chest and let both legs carry you to the right. Make your way up to a comfortable seated position and press the palms together at heart center. The highest in me sees the highest in you. Namaste.